Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is November 28, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Lloyds Bank launches in-app passport scanning feature. UK-based retail banking company Lloyds Bank has enabled its customers to support their bank account application by scanning the chip in their passport via the bank's app. The Secure Payments Academy and PayCademy partner to provide e-learning payments training courses. The Secure Payments Academy, SPA, and PayCademy have partnered to offer e-learning payments training courses. The courses will be available on PayCademy's self-paced learning platform, which provides payment professionals with the skills and training needed to innovate and implement effective business-oriented solutions in the rapidly changing payments environment. The initial set of modules that are being offered will cover card payment fraud detection and mitigation technologies. TPI software partners with Hees FinTech in the digital lending market. Taiwan-based software company TPI Software has partnered with Hees FinTech, a digital lending platform provider, to transform FinTech in APAC and Europe. Trade Ledger partners with 10X Banking. Trade Ledger has announced its partnership with 10X Banking to optimize commercial lending with secure and comprehensive account creation and lending solutions. One Hand partners with Cbank Loans Channeling in the Philippines. Philippines-based online lending platform One Hand has signed a loan channeling agreement with Cbank to augment financing in the Philippines. Clarity AI joins forces with AWS. Amazon Web Services, AWS, has announced that Clarity AI intends to leverage its generative AI, machine learning, ML, and analytics to advance sustainable investing. Visa, Standard Chartered partner for installment payments in APAC. Visa and Standard Chartered have entered a regional partnership to expedite the delivery of installment payment options to credit card holders in APAC using Visa installment solution. CGI partners with Amazon. CGI has integrated its cloud-ready enterprise payment solution CGI All Payments on the Amazon Web Services Marketplace to offer global clients payment modernization. MangoPay partners with BigCrafters powered by Estrella Galicia. Modular and flexible payment infrastructure provider for marketplaces and platforms MangoPay has partnered with Spain-based B2C delivery platform for artisan products BigCrafters, powered by Estrella Galicia. Paydoc partners with Commonwealth Bank to launch Powerboard. Institutional payment orchestration platform Paydoc has partnered with Australia-based Commonwealth Bank to launch the Powerboard payments offering. JCB partners with French Size. Japan-based JCB has announced its partnership with French Size in order to facilitate an optimized JCB certification process for payment terminals across France. Bonza selects Manuva to launch Pay2. Australia-based payment service provider Manuva has been selected by airline Bonza to provide Pay2 to consumers paying online for their flights or travel booking. Worldline granted payment institution authorization by the FCA in the UK. Payment services provider Worldline has announced it was granted payment institution authorization by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, in the UK. Mosaic raises US$20 million MLN to develop split payments. US-based payment platform Mosaic has raised US$20 million to solve uneven payment distribution in the music industry. Bluefin partners with ID Tech. U.S.-based payment and data security company Bluefin has partnered with IDTech to launch a PCI-validated advanced encryption standard, AES, P2PE solution. iVentPay launches crypto payment technology via NFC. Portugal-based multi-currency payment system iVentPay has rolled out its cryptocurrency payment technology via NFC, expanding payment options for merchants and customers. Six digital exchange partners with DLT Finance. Switzerland-based Six Digital Exchange, SDX, has partnered with brokerage company DLT Finance to offer end-to-end crypto trading and custody for institutional clients. CBA rolls out payment orchestration platform. Commonwealth Bank of Australia has teamed up with payment orchestration platform Paydoc to roll out Powerboard, providing merchants with a single access to an unlimited number of payment methods and providers. Conti slapped with $840,000 fine over AML violations. Electronic money institution Conti has been fined $840,000 by the Bank of Lithuania over a series of anti-money laundering violations. MyTU achieves principal membership status with Visa. MyTU, the fintech pioneering the use of cloud-only infrastructure and AI to transform banking, has attained principal member status with Visa Europe. Payment components allies with Fimple. In a significant move to further enhance the financial technology landscape, Payment Components, a leading global provider of payment software solutions, is proud to announce its strategic partnership with Fimple, a renowned entity in the core banking sector. Codebase joins with eFinance Investment Group to launch Boss Joint Venture. Codebase Technologies, a leading global digital banking technology provider, announced its strategic joint venture at Cairo ICT 2023 with eFinance Investment Group, one of Egypt's leading payment and digital banking technology companies, and Visa. Klarna targets $1 trillion travel sector with Cathay Pacific tie-up. Klarna, the AI-powered payments network and shopping assistant, has partnered with premium airline Cathay Pacific to offer fairer, flexible payments to travelers in six countries across Europe. EPC One Leg Out Instant Credit Transfer, October Inst, payment scheme goes live. As of today 08:00 CET, the new payment scheme of the European Payments Council, EPC, designed for international instant credit transfers is ready for use. DigiSeek receives MasterCard approval for pre-certified concentric ring inlay. DIGISEQ Limited, the wearable payment tech pioneer, has received MasterCard certification for a world-first pre-certified concentric ring inlay, opening up the market for small independents and large brands to quickly and effectively launch payment rings within their collections. Worldline awarded payment institution authorization by the FCA. Worldline, Euronext, WLN, a global leader in payment services, announces it has been granted payment institution authorization by the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Mizuho and Climate Impact X join forces to scale international carbon credit market in Asia. Mizuho Financial Group and Singapore-based global carbon marketplace and exchange Climate Impact X, CIX, are partnering to jointly cater to growing demand for international carbon credits among companies in Japan. CUSIP Global Services and Bezero Carbon create unique identifiers for carbon credits. Carbon ratings agency Bezero Carbon has partnered with international securities leader CUSIP Global Services, CGS, the global leader in securities identification, to create unique identifiers for carbon credits. Augmentum FinTech Interim Results. Levine expects pickup in funding through 2024-25. Augmentum Fintech PLC, LSE, Augma, Augmentum or the company, Europe's leading publicly listed fintech fund, announces its unaudited interim results for the 6 months ended the 30th of September 2023. Banks still lagging in meeting risk data aggregation and reporting principles. The Basel Committee on Banking Supervision today published a progress report on banks' implementation of the BCBS 239 principles for effective risk data aggregation and reporting. Early warnings verify deposit risk leverages predictive intelligence to stop deposit fraud. Omnichannel banking is the newest strategy that is becoming imperative for financial institutions to adopt in an effort to remain competitive and increase their profit margin. Payment Components partners with Fimple. Payment software solutions provider Payment Components has announced its strategic partnership with Fimple in order to offer an improved experience for banks and FIS. The papers launches the Open Finance Report 2023. The papers has released of the 7th edition of the Open Finance Report, titled The Open Revolution, From Open Banking to Open Finance. Entrust launches digital account opening solution. U.S.-based security software provider Entrust has announced the launch of a new digital account opening solution that aims to improve the banking experience. Clara launches a payment account in Brazil. Latin American fintech Clara has launched a new payment account in Brazil with the goal of reaching US$1.23 billion in transactions in 2024. Klarna partners with Cathay Pacific. AI-powered payments network and shopping assistant Klarna has announced its partnership with airline Cathay Pacific to improve travel payments in Europe. EPC goes live with its October Inst cross-currency payment scheme. The European Payments Council, EPC, has announced the launch of a new payment scheme designed for international instant credit transfers. FCA sets out greenwashing rules. The Financial Conduct Authority has moved to clamp down on greenwashing by putting in place sustainability disclosure requirements and an investment labels regime. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.